Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily community meditation, where today we're talking about not forgetting. Not forgetting. We're going to be taking a look at this passage of scripture coming from James chapter 1, where it says that we should be a doer of the word. Someone who is not a doer, we don't take action. It says it makes us prone to forgetting what we've heard, forgetting what we've learned. So just recently, this week, on our partner Zoom inside of the Abundant Life Blueprint, we were talking about this important principle of physically expressing what's going on the inside out into the world. So for example, writing things down rather than just thinking about it on the inside. We talked about the power of journaling and how something happens when it actually comes out of your hand, or when we speak and those thoughts of gratitude actually come out of our mind and out into the world. We talked about there's a conversion that happens. In my book, Cracking Heaven's Code, we talk about the way that our physical bodies work. And when we're just thinking things on the inside, it's all in what we call digital format. So think of digital, like you're standing on a scale or you've got a thermometer and it gives you a precise number. Like you weigh 150.4. It gives you a precise number. Whereas analog is a continue. It's a wave. It's a continuous. It doesn't give you a precise number. When we speak into the world, okay, so an example of an analog scale would be one of those scales at the doctor's office where they're sliding the weights across the scale, and it's moving like this. It's not stagnant. It's not still. When we speak into the world, we write, we move, we do things in the physical world, there's a conversion that happens in our physical bodies where it gets converted into analog. It goes from digital to analog. There's a conversion that happens. And I believe that that conversion, what I'm learning, one of our people on the Zoom call this week said it acts as a witness. I want to call it a witness or a testimony. We talked about probably a month ago. Jesus says, when you go into the towns, he told his disciples, when you go into the towns and people reject you, shake the dust off of your feet. He gave them something physical to do. Shake the dust off your feet, he said, as a testimony. A testimony is something that you remember, which is the opposite of forgetting. So we think about in communion, what are we doing? We're remembering. And we have something physical that we do. In the cracker and the juice, we have something physical that we actually do. There's a conversion that happens that helps us to remember and not to forget. So I want to talk about the importance of taking whatever's going on the inside, whatever you're learning, whatever you're growing in, as we study God's word, we connect with him, but we got to convert it into something physical that we actually do. And why? Because it helps us to remember so that we don't forget. And that's an important thing to remember as we're talking about this here today. But why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. We got something physical to do. And I believe it's very, very powerful because it combines the spiritual sacrifice of Jesus, those principles of his sacrifice. We stir them into our remembrance, and then we pair it with something physical that we actually do. Helps us to remember him and not to forget. Helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 11:26 says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until we prove the death. So in a way, communion is this activation of all these benefits that are found in the new covenant, where all the promises are yes and amen in Christ. But it's also important we take it the right way. Every day to take it with the fear of the Lord, just that deep reverence and honor and respect and appreciation for the sacrifice of Jesus, for all that he went through, for all that God was willing to do to connect us back to him. So the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves. Because the Apostle Paul says some people are weak and sick and they die early because they don't examine or judge themselves before taking communion. And then after our time of communion, we've been talking about some practical physical workout advice. We got to have something to do. We got to have a way to practice exercising this faith. We got communion is one way, but physical exercise can be another way. I believe it's a physical expression, a physical representation of exercising our faith, to practice receiving this grace by faith and experiencing it flowing through us where God's doing the work. We rest and God goes to work. We're doing physical exercise, but we're at rest in our soul and God's doing the work. And then once we understand how to do that, it will teach us to remember and not forget. And we'll know how to apply it into the other areas of our lives as well, because it's the same principles. So let's get started with our prayer. And then we'll get into our time of communion after that. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better. That the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us, and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today, and help us be sensitive to those opportunities and make the most of them. I ask you to keep your hand on us, help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is our time to examine ourselves. And we say, are we making today a masterpiece? How are we going to do it? We're going to get connected to the master. And we have to have this eternal perspective on life, this eternal perspective with God. But then we got to bring that down into today. It's got to impact our today. It's got to impact our decisions, our behavior, what we're doing today. We got to bring it down into today. And we're going to execute these four fundamentals. And we're going to bring some presence and some energy and some fun into these fundamentals, into the day today, because we've got God with us. So our first fundamental, let's get positioned in the light today. This is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in the darkness. There's no in-between. To take our position in the light, we're going to take our position in humility, humbling ourselves in relationship to God, in relationship to other people, willing to grow, open to change, willing to repent, to say we're sorry, whatever we need to do. Because it's the humble that are given grace. It's the humble that are exalted and promoted. And we're going to receive this forgiveness from God. We're going to let it flow through us. We're going to walk in grace and forgiveness with ourselves. And we're going to let it flow through us to other people. Will we walk in grace and forgiveness with other people? And we're going to take our position in love today. Kind and patient and gentle, always assuming the best. Keeping no record of wrongs. Always hoping, always trusting, always persevering. Because love never fails. We're going to take our position in gratitude and praise today. And something I want to encourage you to do. We talk about do something that you practically do. In our Zoom call this week, we talked about the importance of not just physically expressing things into the world, not just thinking about it, physically expressing it and physically expressing it in at least 2 to 3 different ways. Because in the Bible it says on the testimony, we talked about expressing it as a testimony, helps you to remember. On the testimony of 2 or 3 witnesses, things are established. 2 or 3 witnesses, testimony of 2 or 3 witnesses, things are established. So I want you to speak gratitude. I want you to write gratitude. And while you speak that gratitude or write it, I want you to feel your body moving and just praising and thanking God. I want 2 to 3 different ways of getting that gratitude expressed out through your body. You're going to find there's something very, very powerful that happens when you do this. Don't underestimate the power of this. And actually, I forgot to talk about this. Where did this not forgetting come from? I was in a meeting yesterday, and one of the guys in the meeting had something he was trying to remember. He said, and he began to write it down. He said, I'm going to write it down because when I write it down, I won't forget. When I write it down, I won't forget. And that's what triggered this. I began to read in James 1 last night. When we do it, we don't forget. Helps us to remember. You got to get it out of your head. You got to get that gratitude, the love, the forgiveness, the humility. You got to get it out of your head and impacting in today. You got to get it physically expressed out into the world. When we take our position in the light, man, there's some good stuff in there. God has taken everything he has. He put it all in Christ. He gave it all to Jesus because he was deserving of it. But we get to be in him. In his grace, we get to be in him today. And we take our position in the light. We've got access to God's spirit and power and presence, his love and peace and joy, his mind and wisdom, his kingdom, his health and energy, his time, his finances, his purpose, you name it. It's all in there and it's available today, but we got to learn how to receive it and get it flowing through us. And one of the ways that I've learned, one of the secrets to this is magnification. We're going to take our position in it first, but then we got to begin to magnify that light to make it bigger or greater. Jesus says, be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. To magnify it, we're going to expand the capacity where God can flow more of all these good things through us. But it's all about what we're focused on. Where's our attention and our focus throughout the day? What are we meditating on? When I think of meditation, I think of repeated patterns. What is my repeated thought patterns? What am I rolling over in my mind and my heart? What am I consistently speaking about over and over? What am I magnifying over and over? Because the more you repeat it over and over, the more it begins to grow. So we can magnify God's word. How are we going to magnify this light? We're going to magnify God's word, thinking about it, talking about it, meditating on it, his unfailing love and his faithfulness, his mighty works, our righteousness or right standing in Christ. We've got peace with God. We're going to magnify every good thing that he put within us and stay focused on whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. To stay focused on all the things that are going right and looking back at how far God has already brought us, to remember and not forget. How are we going to do that? We're going to put something physical with it. We're going to talk about it. We're going to write it down. We're going to remember. For example, for me, writing books is a way to remember all that God has done already in my life. God has instructed me, you need to write these things down so that you remember and not forget. Doing videos like this is another way to do the same. To keep track of all that God has already done. It helps you to magnify that light. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's simply choosing to bring those issues and problems into the light and magnify God as bigger, to magnify him as bigger than the problems. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on our own way, bitterness, unforgiveness, venting and complaining. I want you to think about this. When you air those frustrations and you vent those frustrations, we got the same principle working in the opposite direction for us, in the direction we don't want to go. When we're not in gratitude, we're physically expressing gratitude out into the world through our writing, through our words, through our body. It's very powerful. But when we do it in the opposite, venting and complaining, talking about it, writing about it, magnifying it, it's very powerful in the wrong direction. We could choose that to go that direction, to magnify the size of the issues and the problems. That's where we've got to recognize the symptoms. When we're positioned in darkness, we're magnifying darkness. There might be the tendency to retaliate at people, to withhold good things that we know we should be doing because they did something to me, they said something to me. Might be the tendency to avoid people, to give them the silent treatment and just not talk to them. And those are all signals. We're not functioning in grace. We're not functioning in love because love keeps no record of wrongs. Love makes the commitment to just do good all the time. We've got this covenant commitment with God where he's committed to do good for us all the time. And we have to learn to do the same, even when people push our buttons and do things we don't like. And when we're in darkness, there might be this heaviness and weight and pressure, like it's all sitting on you. Might have feelings of hopelessness, helplessness, powerlessness, like you're trapped or you're stuck and it seems like there's no way out. Low energy is another big symptom of this. Because when everything is heavy, it just kind of sucks the energy right out of you. Then emotionally, there's the fear and stress and worry. There's dread of the future. Confusion, we get stuck in these vicious cycles and bad patterns that are very hard to break. But when we take our position in the light, there's this rest in our soul. And the more we magnify it, the more we get it expressed out through us, you're going to experience it growing more and more. And now everything is free and easy and effortless. Your energy levels begin to rise up. There's this lightness in your spirit. And now you've got God's peace and his joy and his spirit and his energy and his mind and wisdom all begin to flow through us. He begins to just effortlessly set us free. But the point I want to emphasize today is you're going to take all those feelings. You're going to take all that, but you got to get it physically expressed out into the world. That's why taking communion is so powerful. That's why journaling is so powerful. That's why gratitude and praise expressed into the world is so powerful. That's why physical exercise done in partnership with God is so powerful. Those are three different ways. We talk about two to three witnesses. Three different ways to get it expressed out into the world. Now, if all this weren't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace. If we ever get off track, it just takes a moment to turn it back around. We lose our positioning. We get focused on the wrong things. It just takes a second to turn it back around. But it takes the awareness, the self-awareness to recognize it and turn it back around quickly. How do we turn it back around once we recognize it? It starts with humility. The humble are given grace. Starts with humility. Father, forgive me. I'm off track right now. I missed it. My focus and attention got off. I snapped at that person. I wanted to give them the silent treatment. I wanted to not do good for them because they did something to me. Who knows what? Recognize it. Bring it to God. Father, forgive me. You receive that forgiveness from him. We forgive ourselves. If we need to reconcile with any other people, we take those steps. Sometimes we need to say we're sorry with other people. Then we just start praising and thanking God for his grace and his goodness, his great love, and he's more than enough. What he put in you is more than enough to handle whatever is coming out your way today. And you feel that shift on the inside. The weight will lift off of you. You feel your energy levels rise up and that faith and the courage rise up. You feel the peace and the joy and the love just begin to flow through you again. Then our third fundamental, we got to stay tuned in today. Every day, God's trying to lead us and train us and teach us, but we got to stay tuned into him. My favorite way to do this is with a journal. And again, it's important to get it expressed out into the world. I like to start with gratitude and praise to get my positioning. Then I like to magnify what went well today. What went well today? What are the wins that I had today? What are the ways I saw God showing up today? Then it's good to examine ourselves. All right, how was my positioning today? How did I do today? Is there any areas I need to make some adjustments? Then I like to ask this question. God, what are you trying to show me today? What are you trying to show me today? And then just get still and listen for a few minutes. Reflect back over the day and whatever comes into our minds, just write it down. Again, the importance of writing it down. A few months ago, it's probably last year sometime, we said in one of our partner Zoom calls that recording our journey is one of the most important keys to greatness. Recording our journey is one of the most important keys to greatness. Just writing it down. Then we're going to stay tuned in today for God's leading and direction, because he may course correct us throughout the day. You ever feel like you're losing that connection with him? Just slow down for a couple minutes. Get reconnected back to him. Get plugged back into him. It just takes a minute or two. And then the last thing I like to do in my journal is to plan the upcoming day with God. And what I've learned to do in that is to stick with what I know to do. Because I learned sometimes I was getting ahead of God. Because I would ask him for his leading and direction, but I wouldn't wait for him to show me. And I would get ahead of him. And then sometimes I learned I was getting behind him. Because I was procrastinating on things that I knew to do. So I've learned to do. What do I know to do today? And I stick with that. Not the things I'm unclear of, not the things I'm unsure of. What do I know to do today? I begin to make out the to-do list. Is there anything in my conscience, anything I'm procrastinating on, anything I have a leading or excitement to do? Make out the plan, and then we wake up like a kid on Christmas morning. Let's get that gratitude expressed first thing in the morning. Let's start magnifying him first thing in the morning. Let's get connected to him. And then we're going to walk out that plan together with him today in full partnership, full confidence in him that he's right there with us every step of the way today. And when you get to that place of that confident faith, all those doubts are removed. There's this knowing on the inside. It begins to become magnetic. This grace begins to flow. When his grace flows, he begins to beautify our lives. And beauty is attractive and magnetic. And it just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for us into our lives. So let's take a look at this scripture. This is James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. It says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. So if you only listen and the thoughts and information's coming in, it stays digital. Until you actually do it, it gets converted into analog format. You have the tendency to forget. It builds this witness or this testimony in your body that helps you to remember. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror. And after looking at himself, he goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. If we don't do it, there's the tendency to forget. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they've heard, but doing it, they'll be blessed in what they do. The importance of when those thoughts and ideas and revelations and insights come, you got to do something with them. They got to impact today. Like we talked about, you have to have this eternal perspective that's got to impact today. And I would highly encourage you, when you learn something, you get an insight or revelation from God, write it down, talk about it, record a video. That's what I'm doing right now. Helps you to remember. And not forget what God has shown you. So we're going to take communion over this. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for you. To have you in our lives, to teach us these principles of how you designed just life to function. We're asking for your help today to grow in this. To help us to remember and not forget all that you've done for us. To help us to remember and not forget and to apply this principle of doing it, of the action into our lives, of physically expressing it into the world. Because I believe it unites our entire spirit, soul, physical body together, creates this oneness within us. We're asking for your help with that today. And we thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he told his disciples, take it, receive it, that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. The cup of God's wrath was poured onto the body of Jesus so that we could have the cup of his blessing. Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We can have this covenant relationship with God. We can know him. But we got to keep remembering one of the reasons why communion is so powerful. So Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. What are the ways we walk this out? Recently, we did our implementation workshop. We talked about implementing three key habits: communion, journaling, physical exercise. Three key ways to get this expressed out into the world. Now, one of the things about physical exercise is there are some things that you can only learn by doing it. There are certain intricacies and details of the physical exercise that you can only learn by doing it. So if you haven't done it yet, and you're looking at all the videos, you're reading up on it, you're trying to study on it, you're trying to do all these things to learn, but you're not doing it, you're doing yourself a disservice. Take it, get enough information to get started, and then go do it. And then as you do it, keep learning, keep watching the videos, but pay attention and listen to God, stay connected to him as you do the workout. He's going to teach you while you're doing. There are some things that you cannot learn in a book. There are some things you cannot learn watching a video. You have to actually get in there and do them to truly understand it. And physical exercise is one of those things. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.